Good afternoon, Ben.
Hello. Great to be on board.
Thank you for joining us. So I guess to start things off, where are millennials spending most of their money?
Look, we don't have great data that goes down to that precise detail.
Mm-hmm.
So we do collect data across the population as to where people get income from and what they spend money on. And the really big things that people spend money on are not things like going out so much as their rent and their mortgage. And young people, of course, the big difference there is that young people are much, much more likely to be private renters
mm-hmm.
Than the rest of the population.
Right.
But they're also much more likely to have jobs that have insecure income. So their income is more likely to go up and down quite a bit.
Right. So do you think this is where most millennials seem to be spending their money?
So, look, it's the costs of housing are driving a lot of what's happening for younger people alongside the insecurities in employment markets. And so I know we focus a lot on people being frivolous, but actually one of the big things that's driving this is the level of insecurity that young people face.
Yeah.
And that's entirely structural. So we've seen home ownership rates steadily start to fall by age group. The overall picture is somewhat offset by the fact we have an aging population and older people tend to own their own home. And we've had steadily increasing casualisation, and that also disproportionately impacts young people. So that means that young people are staying home longer, partly because they can't afford to move out. And it also means that for many young people, some young people are essentially forced to move out or, you know, need to be able to go to university or to work. They need to be able to leave home as well, are in a very tenuous and expensive private rental market.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, all good. So I guess it's this insecurity that's kind of driving people away from long-term investment, do you think?
Yeah, look, it's never really been the case that young people have go into long-term investment markets, although, of course, young people now have super in a way that wasn't the case a while ago. But certainly the just unaffordability of the housing market is one of the things that means that for many young people, it doesn't even seem to make sense to save for a house deposit because reaching a house deposit is just so unattainable. You know, what's the point of having half a house deposit if you can never get enough to really get into the market? I think that is a real question that many people are facing, and it's also quite difficult if you don't have a stable job. So those kinds of plans of, you know, being able to buy a house, also even being able to start a family. There was a period about 10 years ago where you could see that people had been delaying having a family because of waiting for these choices. And that's still happening a little bit. But you saw that started to flick around and people have accepted increasingly that if they want to have a family, they might need to do that while they're still in the private rental market and don't have permanent employment. And so in a lot of ways, young people have been very enterprising in being able to manage those stresses and still be able to get on with their lives. It's a real problem that we're not supporting them to be able to do that better.
Yeah, so I guess just like growing on exactly that, what do you think we can do to support young people make better financial decisions or more efficient?
Look, most of the evidence from working with people who have low incomes around financial literacy is that those people are already better at managing their money than people with high incomes. It's just that the risks associated with, you know, spending some money wrongly are much, much higher for low-income earners than for higher-income earners. I think the main thing we can do is look at ensuring secure housing and secure employment. Those are overwhelmingly the big two drivers. So if we can look at, you know, secure part-time work, not just full-time work, but regular hours and leave entitlements, and looking at a rental market that ensures that people have security of tenure in the private rental market. That means that, you know, if something needs to be fixed, that they can call someone up and be assured that getting it fixed doesn't mean their rent's about to go up or they're about to be kicked out. Those are the sorts of things that I think will make it much easier for young people to start to plan long term and to make sensible investments.